Email address is jacksonjules@gmail.com. Before I get into the heart of the material, I would like to speak into the record. I like to start off with the good before I get to probably not the bad, but the ugly, which is pretty much the report that I'll be discussing. I want to start off with some of my positive experiences for the people that are here. Mr. Lank, I saw today. It brought back memories from 2005 when he generously welcomed me into the building. Hopefully he isn't ducking his head at me bringing his name onto the table. But Mr. Guy as well. The previous presenters, whether I agree or disagree, specifically the gentleman before me for bringing his children to the meeting. I think that that's very important because our age group, our demographic is incredibly underrepresented. So I want to take the time to encourage the council to continue to have evening meetings so when they fall outside the parameters of the typical 9-to-5 workday, that we, the young people who really do care about these issues because I'm around them every day, can come to these meetings and voice their concerns. So I thank you for that opportunity. The comment that I probably disagree with the gentleman, though, about the rural area being overdeveloped. On my way here, I drove in on, is it Route 30, I think? If Jacqueline goes wondering where most of his signs are, he'd probably find them driving down Route 30. There literally wasn't a single lot, acre, or parcel not for sale. That's just one example. I'll go ahead and fast forward. I have several issues to raise with this plan, questions to pose to the council in general, such as how an area can be deemed environmentally sensitive yet, quote unquote, be okay for development, unless this means absolutely no development occurs in this area in the future, but I'm assuming that is not what it means. I have tons of questions. I would like to know who came up with the bike/bus lane on Route 1. Someone brought up the Sussex County Land Trust. I have a question how they can use the Sussex County name, how they can be developers/conservationists. I have a question for the gentleman from the Positive Growth Alliance about the traffic on Route 1, a brief story to personalize the traffic issue on Route 1. Coming in with from my father at the Five Points intersection at Lowe's last week, granted construction was commencing at that time. However, it took us, I would estimate, approximately 25 minutes to get to the Wawa area due to the backups. So that can obviously not be safe at all with the paramedic issues going into that same exact entrance to reach BB Hospital. So it took us 25 minutes just to get from Beaver Dam Road to the other side. On Beaver Dam Road now, when I go to work, it's just, there's a word that starts with bumble. But you get where I'm going with it. It is a complete disaster area. When I grew up, and I'm only 26 years old, by the way, when I grew up, that area, anything west of Route 1 was, quote unquote, the country. I rode my horses up into what is now Lowe's, and I don't think that anyone would even dare to get out of their car at that point in that area. So I just want to offer that in terms of, in response to the comment pertaining to traffic. Now onto the gist of what I need to say. Although a multitude of issues exist in this report, the plus, tonight I will only be addressing the historic preservation element, as this is my area of relative expertise. And do you all have that in front of you? No? Okay. I can. First, I would like to note my objections in the section titled Brief History of Sussex County. I put history in large quotation marks. I object to the language, content, context, exclusion of certain people and their respective contributions. This section commences with, if you turn to the first page, stating Native Americans. At first, I was overjoyed because normally Native Americans are not included in this version of history. Just a technical note, once I got over my shock, my language objection, these people existed thousands of years prior to the concept of America even being a twinkle in the eye of the founders. So technically that would be an accurate term.